We're up to Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom. Hoysa gavoh me'esrim amo ubala ma'ata. You want to, the sukkah was higher than 20 amos, and you want to now raise up the ground level so that the space between the ground level and the schach is less than 20 amos. The karm uksosus vohavi miut. If you make that miut with pillows, then it doesn't help. The afal gav, the bitbatlinu lekulo, even if you were mavatalim, you had in mind to leave them there the whole 7 days. Right, that's not good enough. The butler daito eitzo kolodim, because people don't leave pillows lying around like that. They have other uses for them. So therefore, even though you bedavka said I'm leaving them there, right, mavatal them to the ground, they become now an extension of the ground. Butler daito, it's meaningless. Rashi afagav the batlinu. Rashi before. Ubal ha'isa gavom yasim. Piske Shmuel saying, "Shall call bnei yeshiva, shahayu b'midrashol shiravashi, shid sidra gemara." These are one after the other different cases, and the psak halacha of them that were said in the Beis Medrash of Ravashi concerning the halacha of sukkah l'malam yasim amo. Uvolamata l'mayit gova chalol michaf. You want to make the space between the ground and the schach less than 20 amos. The nosim b'karkisa lagbia. You put things on the ground to raise up the ground level. Lo havi miut she'ein sofa al niach sham kolza. You're not going to leave it there. Mipnei hefsed mamona. You're not going to leave it there because you want to use it for other things. The afagav de batlinu lechol shiva batla daitzo etzel kol adam ve'ein bitulo bitl. Mashu from Rashi that if you only had in mind to leave it there for 7 days, we say that the batla daite. But it could be that if you decided that you're never going to use these things again, you're leaving them forever, then maybe it would help. But if you only had in mind to leave them there for 7 days, we say that your intention is meaningless, because that's not how people normally use pillows. Okay. Tevin ubitlo havi miut. If you left straw there and you had intention to be mevatlet, you verbally said that you're leaving it there for all 7 days, then that's considered now the ground level and it's kosher. The choshkein offer ubitlo. Right. Surely if you put earth there, sand, whatever, and you are mevatlet, surely it's good. Tevin, the ain osid lifnoso, the offer stam, machlokus of Yosef Rabbanan. However, if you put straw there, and you didn't verbally say that you're leaving it there for all 7 days, but you don't have intention to take it away. Okay, so it's intention is there, but you didn't verbally be mevatlet. Or offer that you didn't even have the intention. You just left it there, stam. You didn't have intention to take it away. You didn't have intention to leave it there, and you surely didn't verbalize that you're going to leave it there. That's machlokus of Yosin Rabbanan. Disnan, bayashimilu tevin, otsroros, ubitlo, mivutl. Right? If you have a house, a room, that you filled up with straw or with rocks, and you mavatl it, then it's considered a bittel, and we'll see Rashi explains what this is nogeya to. It's going to be tumma. Let's see Rashi now, so we can... Okay. Tevin ubitlo b'thiv l'shiva. If you put straw, and you verbally said you're leaving it there all 7 days, or tevin, the ain osid lifnoso, or you put earth there, and you're mavatl, surely that is good. Because people leave straw in one place for 7 days, they don't need it for other things, and surely earth is people leave on the ground. Tevin ve'ein osid lifnoso. However, if you put straw and you didn't verbally say you're mevatlet, you just didn't, you had intention not to take it away. Ve'lo yitzorich lifnoso kol yemei chag. And you know that you're not going to need to take that straw out of there the whole yont, the whole 7 days. U'milo bitlo mamish refiv. But you didn't verbally say that you're mevatlet, you're leaving it there. O offer nosin bostam, or you put earth on the ground, and you didn't say have any intention. You have any intention one way or the other, and you surely weren't mevatlet. Ve'ein yodui mosif nosim lav. We're not sure, or you don't know even if you're going to take it away or not. But you had no intention one way or the other. That's machlokas Reb Yosi. Ve'chein offer ve'ein osilif noso. And Rashi says the same thing would be offer, and you didn't have any intention. Like yesh bo machlokas. There also there's a machlokas Reb Yosi in the Rabbanan. The butler Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi holds that you don't have to verbalize the bittel by offer, just like you don't have to verbalize the bittel by tevin. It's a kosher case. Tevin, there's more reason to say isn't good. Offer is more reason to say it is good. And the Rabbanan hold that even offer, if what's it called, if it's not, but you're not mevatel it verbally, doesn't help. As long, even if you have don't have intention one way or the other, stam offer is also no good. V'hadin noket offer stam, mishum kochel de Rabbi Yossi. The reason it said offer stam, that it is mevatel, is to tell me the koach of Rabbi Yossi. V'afilu stam, de lo yadia iyosi lefnosi lo omer de bottle. Aval tevin roi lebehemu lasaka o the tit, hilkach stam e lo bottle. But tevin is fit for other uses. So therefore, if you didn't at least have in mind that you're not going to take it away, it doesn't help. Just stam, putting it down, and not knowing what you have in mind is not good enough by what's it called, by tevin. Afil Rabbi Yossi, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Hachi garsinan, bayashimilu tevin otsroso bitlo. You fill up a room with straw or rocks. Uleinyin ohalos stam. This is nogeya to the halachas of ohalos. Of the other mace in an ohel, right, in a room with a roof on it. The tuma sheyesh la ohel chol tefach, eina bokas lamala min agad. If you have tuma in a room, and there's at least a tefach above the tuma, right, there's a machlokas, talk about what that means. Does it mean that the tuma is in a place where if you count the tuma plus the space over it, it's a tefach? Or there has to be a tefach above the tuma, aside from the tuma itself? Does the thing that's tameh, is it mitzarif to the tefach or not? Machlokas. Okay. But in any case, if there's a tefach above the tuma, right, then the tuma goes up to the roof, but not beyond that. It fills the room with tuma, but it doesn't go beyond the roof. Aval tuma ritzutza she'en lochol tefach he'menu legad. But if there's no space of a tefach between the tuma and the roof, then shekenegdo ad l'rakia, then the space opposite that tuma, all the way up to the heavens, is tamei. Somebody is in an airplane above that space, so he becomes tamei. Because the tuma then is bokeya. It goes through the roof and indefinitely up. V'chein halach l'moshe m'sinai. This is halach l'moshe m'sinai, that tuma ritzutza, where there's no chalal tefach, there's no space of a tefach between the tuma and the roof, goes up indefinitely. If there is a space, then it goes up to the roof and spreads out and doesn't go through the roof. The hilchah bayis yesh bo meis o kezayis min hameis umilu tevin otsroros. You fill the whole house up with straw or with rocks, so now there's no space between the tuma and the roof. Ubitlu, right? Havin ritzutza bokas, and you mevatel it there. Then it's what's it called? Tuma ritzutza. But if you weren't mevatel it there, right, then it's considered only temporary there, and it's considered like it's not there. It's considered like you took it away. And therefore, even though physically there's no space, it's considered like there is a space. Okay, so now the Mishnah says like this. Bayishimilu tevin otsroos u bitlo mevutl. Mar says bitlo in, lo bitlo lo. Mashma, only if you mevatel it, right, actively, you say that you're leaving it there. That's when it's bottle. But if you didn't say it, you just left it there and had intention to leave it there. Or surely you didn't have any intention, right? Or intention not to take it away, that's not good enough. The Tani Allah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tevin, the Ain Lossi Lifno, so Hariuka offers Stam, Ubottle, right? If you had straw and your intention was not to take it away, even though you weren't mevatle it verbally, is just like offer that you had no intention at all. You left it there without any intention. And both of those are bottle. Offer v'asid if no. So however, if you put earth there and you had intention to take it away eventually, then how are you kistam tevin v'lo bottle? Then offer is like if you put the tevin there without any specific intention, right? Then both of those are not bottle. So therefore, what's it called? The same thing over here. There's three levels. There are karin uksasos that even if you're mevatel them, doesn't help. And then there's tevin that if you don't, if you're mevatel it, according to everybody, it's good. Same thing with offer. Tevin, if you weren't mevatel it, but you had intention, not verbal intention, to leave it there, then Rabbi Yossi holds that what's it called? that it's batal, and the Rabbanan hold not, offer, even if you didn't have any intention, you just stam left it there, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's what's it called batal, and the Rabbanan hold it's not. Okay. Tevin ve'ein osir lifno, so hariyuk is stam offer ubatal. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Upalig beinat tevin beinat tsroros. The Rabbanan argue both on the tevin and on the rocks, which is like earth. The tsroros hainu offer. Tsroros is earth, clumps of earth, or rocks. The Kamar Tanakama, the Tzorich Bittel. The Tanakama holds that you have to mevatel it verbally. V'omerle Rabbi Yossi tevin in yadua she'enu osir lifno, so harihu batal me'elav. Tevin, if you know for sure the guy's intention is not to take it away, then it's batal, even if he verbally didn't, wasn't mevatel it. Utsroros and earth, afilu stama, even if the guy didn't have any intention mentally to leave it there, he didn't have any intention dafka to take it away, then it's also batal. The lo yadia I osir lifnoso ilo mistama batal. Elim ken yadua de osir lifnoso. Offer is only not batal if he mentally had intention to take it away. Then that's similar to the halacha of tevin that you put without any specific intention of leaving it there. That's also no good. Alma the tevin ubitlo, offer ubitlo, kulu molded the bottle. So it comes out that offer and tevin, if you're mevatel it, everybody holds that it's bottle. Tevin stam, va'offer, va'osid lifnoso, the kule alma lo bottle. If you put tevin there, stam, and you didn't have any intention, a dafka, to leave it there, right? You just put it there, stam, or offer that you know for sure you're going to take away, everybody holds is no good. Tevin, ve'in osir lifnoso. If you put tevin, and you have intention not to take it away, or offer, kiyotzi bo, or offer in the same situation, or afilu offer stam, or even offer where you had no intention at all, then machlokas Rabbi Yossi batal, and according to Rabban, it's not batal. That's the cases. Okay. Next halacha. Hoysa gavo mesimama vahutzim yordim besoch chafama. You have a sukkah that's the schach is higher than 20 amas off the floor, and there are branches of the schach that descend into the 20 amas. So im tzilsom meruba mecham osom, if those branches are what's it called more shade than sun, so then that becomes the bottom of the schach. That itself is good schach, and that schach is within 20 amas, so the sukkah is kosher. The imla psula, but if the branches that descend into 20 amas, down below 20 amas, if they would be the only branches, it wouldn't be a kosher sukkah, because there's more sunlight than shade. So then you don't count those branches, the chlal, and the schach is what's above the 20 amas, and that's possible.
What?
Well, it's a shaila whether this would go according to Rav or not. Machlok Sushonim. Whether this is only works according to the timing that you don't see it or whatever, or even according to Rav's time, still, it's what's it called? The time is a time, but it doesn't apply to every situation. If a mice is less than 20 amas, it's still good, even if the schach goes in.
Why in the first case we don't say tasevelu? There's no problem from tasevelu.
Okay, so the Rishonim speak about that, and they say that wherever the schach is itself kosher, right? But there's a separate mania why it's not kosher. It's too much space or whatever, then that's not tasevelu. It's only when the schach is possible and you do something that makes the schach kosher without moving it, without making it, right, or it becomes automatically kosher, then it's a problem. But if the schach is kosher, right, it's just that what's it called, that there's a problem of height. So then, removing the height, you're not making the schach, you made the schach to begin with, except there was some outside reason why that schach couldn't be good, because it's 20 amas high. Then that's good. That's still good. Same thing if you have a roof over the schach. Schach is kosher, pick up the roof, right, the reason it was possible, because it was a roof over it, not because the schach wasn't good. That's not tas. Tas of also is only where the schach itself was possible, and you did something now to make the schach automatically kosher. You didn't make the schach, the sukkah with the schach kosher. That's tas. Here you made the schach. You put the schach on. That's tas. Right? The only thing is there was a side condition that made it not kosher because of 20 amas high. That's considered, that's not tas of Lomonosri. Okay.
I think you
just
say put the schach on
there. What?
thing.
Because the Gemara doesn't say you have to do that. It's mashma, as long as you put the thing on, it's okay. Okay, let's go on. Paisa gavoa yud tfachim. And then here there's a discussion also, legabe, what's it called? Could those, how is it kosher, right? Does the huchim that come down, if they're tzilso merubi mechamsa, right? If those could, but the only way that they are able to stay is because you have the schach above. So they couldn't stay by themselves. So it could be then it's also not kosher. It has to be that they could be able to stay by themselves. That's a machlokas we've shown them. And also the shaila whether what happens if it's chamsa miruba mitzilsa with a combination of the schach above and the schach below. Is that okay or not? Okay, lemaisa. But lemaisa is what's it called? In pashtus, it's talking where there's enough schach that if you take away all the schach of 20 amas or higher, this would still be kosher. And so the main schach now is what's beneath. Okay. Now you have the opposite. The sukkah is not 10 tefachim high. It is exactly 10 tefachim high. The hoots and yard are tochiyot, and you have some branches that extend down into the sukkah that are within the 10 tefachim. So if the whole, all the schach would be within 10 tefachim, it's possible. Now, some of the schach is above, and some of the schach descends. Sovra Abaya Lameimer, im chamosom meruba mitzil som kshere. So Abaya held, same thing. If the schach that descends into the 10 tefachim is itself not kosher to be schach because there's more sunlight than shade, so then it's the sukkah still kosher, because what goes down into the 10 tefachim is not kosher schach. But if the schach that descends down itself could be kosher, then the sukkah doesn't have 10 tefachim space between the ground and the schach, and it's possible. Omer le Rava, no. Hod dira srucha hi, ve'ein adam dor b'dira srucha. No, here it's different. Because here, since there are branches that go within the 10 tefachim, it becomes a dira srucha, becomes a unlivable place, because you keep knocking your head in the branches. So therefore, even if these branches wouldn't constitute kosher schach, they still inhibit your living in the sukkah properly, and therefore the sukkah is possible. And as a machlokas we've shown him, whether, according to this reason, the sukkah is possible afilu b'di'evit, or no, it's only l'chatchila, since it's a dira srucha. But l'maisa, there is 10 tefachim between the ground and the kosher schach. It's just that you're inhibited from living in it properly. It's not kosher lechatchila, but in the evidence kosher. Another holds no, since it's a diras rucha, it's not a sukkah. It's possible completely. Rashi, the hutzin shel schach roshei matluyim. You have the heads of the branches descend into the 20 amas. Im tzilsum shel osam hutzin merubim mechamosam ihavish shaklis leil schach el. If you take away the top schach, there would still be more shade than sunlight generated by the schach that's within 20 amas than ksheira. The manin and esrim mehem lamata, because you count the 20 amas from the bottom layer of schach and down. Sovra b'ayel ameimer, the opposite case where it's not, it's exactly 10 tefachim and there are branches that go beneath the 10 tefachim. Abaya thought to say, "Dechi hechi degavagova lo memati lahashir hecha shechamsa merubin tzilson benemuchanami lo memati lifsul." So by your thought, it'd be the same halacha. Just like we don't count the branches if they themselves are more sunlight than shade to make it kosher if they go within the 20 amas, we don't count them to make it possible if they go within the 10th vachet, if they themselves wouldn't be enough schach to make the sukkah kosher. So Mara says, no, Rava told him no, it's different. Because over here, in Chinami, you don't count the sukkah from the ground to those branches, because those branches are irrelevant. But those branches impede you from sitting in the sukkah properly. It becomes a dira srucha, and therefore it's possible. Hoysa gavoa miyasrimama, ubona bo itztava, keneged dofenim tsoi. The sukkah was higher than 20 amas, and you built a platform along the whole back wall. Well, here we're talking about sukkahs with three walls, which is kosher, right? And from Rashi, it's Masha, that's how they used to build their sukkahs. Even though we say that it's a hither to have a fourth wall, at least a partial fourth wall, but the Maisel, the Chatchil, you can build a sukkah with three walls. And so here you have a sukkah with three walls, and see the picture on the daf, and you build a platform, right, that is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim minimal, along the whole back wall and into the side walls at least 7 tefachim. Okay? So that whole area now is a kosher sukkah, because from the platform up is less than 20 amas. Okay. We'll see the Rashi holds not only is that part kosher, but even the part that is higher than 20 amas becomes kosher too. Rashi says, one second, so Bona Itztava Kenegedovrem Soin Apane Kula, the Yeshba Heksher Sukkah, and that platform has the minimal, what's it called, the measurements of a sukkah, which is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, ksheira, then the sukkah is kosher. Okay, let's see first Rashi. Ksheira, demaninan, no, dofen emtsoi, the stam sukkah, bashlosha defanos, kimas nisan. Stam sukkah has three walls, like the Mishnah says, that's the minimal amount of walls for it to be a, not the minimal really, but it's the, that's the, you have to have three walls. We'll see later you don't need three full walls, but that's a normal sukkah, is three walls. Veravias ikula pesach. And you could leave the whole fourth wall open as an entrance. Al pnei kula, shemagiyim beiz rashi ha'itztava lebeiz defonos hatzdodim. The platform extends along the length of the back wall completely and touches the two side walls. The itztava hu binyan avonim etit, an itztava is a platform made out of rocks and cement. Im yesh ba be itztava shir hechsher sukkah ketana shiva tvachim umashu tehainu rosh avaruva v'shulchanam. If it has the minimum amount of the sukkah, which is 7 tvachim and a mashu, and this mashu bothers all the achronim, why you need a mashu? You need 7 tvachim. So some say the mashu who is lavdafka, that what it means is, since we're going to have to now consider the mechitza going up, what's it called, over this itztava, so a little bit is going to be for the mechitza part. So therefore you need a mashu. But really it's 7 tefachim. Okay. Right, that's the amount of Rosh HaRuva V'Shulchanah was 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So if that platform is at least 7 tefachim into the sukkah, and the entire length of the back wall, which had to be at least 7 tefachim, otherwise the whole sukkah wasn't kosher to begin with. So then, what's it called? It's kosher, says Rashi. Im yesh ba be'itztava shir hechsher sukkah ketana shiva tefachim u'mashu dainu rosh v'ruva v'shulchanok sheira. Kol ha'sukkah. The whole sukkah is kosher. Sheyesh la gimel defanos. Why? Because the sukkah has three walls that are kosher because of the place where the platform is, right? It's less than 20 amas. So you have at least a minimal sukkah that's kosher in the place of the platform. V'hai hechsher sukkah afilu min itztava v'hala. And the sukkah is kosher even in the place that's higher than 20 amas. Comes out that you count the ground level from the platform up. So it comes out that the back wall is kosher because it's less than 20 amps. And the side walls are kosher where the itztava is, which is at least 7 tefachim into those walls. The Amrina Lekamon, Psal Hayotzi Min HaSukkah Nidon Kesukkah. Later on we learn that if you have a sukkah that has minimal wall length, okay, you have three walls, seven tvachim, okay, and you have a, what's it called, no walls after that, but you have schach on a frame, okay, then since you have a heksher sukkah in the, what's it called, in the beginning, everything that extends after that, even though there are no walls, is kosher. Says Rashi, same thing over here. The 20 amas high is just that there are no walls. The walls aren't kosher. They're too high. So take them away. So what do you have? A frame, right? And since the sukkah was kosher in the beginning, that's also kosher. The Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the Rosh, brings down, argues. He says, different story. Because over here, the schach higher than 20 amas is possible. Right, over there you have kosher schach within the right amount, just there's no walls. So we say it's as if the walls extend. But over here, it would be like having schach kosher, and then schach posel. right? The rest of the sukkah. It's not going to kamachsha the schach posel. But Rashi obviously holds that it's not schach posel. Schach higher than 20 amos is kosher schach, like we said before. Except the mechitzas are too high. It's too high up, but it's not posel. It's schach kosher. So just like we say psal hayotzi min hasukkah is machsher where there are no mechitzas, it's machsher where the mechitzas aren't kosher. The schach is kosher higher than 20 amos. Just the mechitzas are the problem. Right, you have a space too high, so the mechitzas are the problem. And the Rabbeinu Yeshaya learns no. Since the schach is higher than 20 amos, it's posel schach. According to him, l'chor, you'd have to say that it would be tasev lomino asui if you made it. You'd have to pick up the schach or whatever in chadam. According to him, it'd be a problem, l'chor.
Even if you don't say it's posel schach, it's not posel schach.
No, but that doesn't make a difference. Psal hayotzi min hasukkah is the same thing. We consider the mechitzas as if they continue. So these mechitzas continue on, right? And the fact that the schach over here is less, it's like the whole sukkah continues on with the platform and everything. So when even though you're sitting there and it's not sholta ba'ena, in the chadam, according to some, according to Rava, that reason this wouldn't work. But according to others, it works even according to Rava, like we said, in the chadam, what's it called? Since halachically it's considered kosher, it's sholta ba'ena too. Right, and even though the metzias is that you're still 20 amos away from the schach, but that's only a time to explain the halacha. But once the halacha is, it's like it's not 20 amos. It's still okay. Okay. Mefashinan le'im yesh hechshes sukkah biyachad ve'od yesh besukkah mishom v'hala psal haynu schach ha'asi b'psal is gorim v'yekah. Psal means schach. You have schach that doesn't have any walls under it, extending past the minimal hechshes sukkah. It's all kosher, right? Shazel darkon leyosos v'yotze mehechshir sukkah she'ein lo hechshir defanos. You have a sukkah that extends schach without walls, but you had enough walls in the beginning to be kosher. Nidon kesukkah, then everything's considered a sukkah, even the part where there are no walls. Hilkach kol sukkah kamoa k'shi gadol k'sheira. Therefore, the same thing over here. What's the problem? The walls are higher than 20 amos, right? That's no good. But you don't have to have walls. Once you had a hechsher sukkah, that hechsher sukkah extends, right? And you look at it as if it extends out. Memela, the whole platform extends out, and memela now, the what's it called? Even though when you sit in that place, you're more than 20 amos from the schach, but halachically it's considered like you're what's it called? Like you're sitting on the schach. In the Chachamim, the Stipler says that you can't sit on the ground. Because if we consider like the thing extends, you're sitting under the sukkah if you sit on the ground. Because the imaginary platform extension is higher than where you're sitting. You have to sit in a place, in a chair at least, which is above the platform level. So now, lemaisa, you're lemaisa above the ground level of the sukkah. So then it wouldn't be a problem in Rava either, even though the ground level is not, but your level is less than 20 amos, and that's Hechsher Sukkah, because we consider like the platform continues on. Now, according to Rashi, it's either one of two things. Either the psul of schach higher than 20 amos is not a psul in the schach, it's only a psul in the mechitzas, and therefore, once you consider the mechitzas continuing, that's good enough. They continue with Hechsher. Or, according to Rashi, the pshat in psal hayotzei min hasukkah is once you have a sukkah ksheira, that sukkah ksheira extends. So therefore the platform extends. That's the idea. But if you look at it, it's not the platform extending. It's the fact that now walls higher than 20 amos are kosher because they extend from a kosher sukkah. Just like no walls would be kosher, then you could sit on the ground too. Doesn't make a difference if there's a space of 20 amos because the hechsher sukkah extends. Okay, in any case, those are the possibilities. Okay, what happens though if you built the platform not across the whole back wall? Minatzad. You put the platform across one of the side walls, okay, and it's seven tfachim into the back wall. But now you only have two walls. The third wall is separated from the platform. So, im yesh misvas itztava lekosel dalet amos psula. If there's dalet amos or more from the end of the platform till the third wall, right, then it's possible because you only have two walls, and the third wall has no connection to the sukkah because it's higher than 20 amos. Pachos mi arba amos ksheir. And less than arba amos, it's kosher. Versus Michael Marshmallow, Damrina Dofan Akuma. Right? What are you telling me? That we say Dofan Akuma. Dofan Akuma is the following halach. We're going to have it a lot, so explain it here. Dofan Akuma is like this. The normal case of Dofan Akuma is you have a wall, and you have less than arba amos between that wall and where the schach starts. Okay? And it's filled up with something. It's not air. Air passels with three tvachim. If you have three tvachim there, it's possible. But a solid thing on top, not kosher schach, possel schach. What's it called? So with that halacha moshmi Sinai, that the pashtus way is dofen akuma, that's what it sounds like, is the wall that goes up and then curves over, and the part that's possel is considered part of the wall as long as it's less than dalet amos. More than dalet amos, this halacha doesn't apply. It applies till dalet amos. So what you have is the wall goes up, curves over, and then if there's less than dalet amos between the place where the wall, the actual wall ends, and the possel schach is, and then comes the good schach, that wall is considered contiguous with the schach because it's a bent over wall, and that's kosher. If it's more than arba amos, the wall doesn't work, and therefore the schach is more than what's it called, is separated from the wall, the sukkah is possel. Another way of learning dofen akuma is that you consider the wall as if it moves closer to the schach. As long as there's no four amos between the wall and the schach, you consider the wall as if it moves over to the schach. Okay, the nafkamina between them is, if you consider the wall, one of the nafkaminas would be, we'll see other nafkaminas later, but well, that's just one just now. You have what's it called, the wall goes up. If it's considered like it moves towards the schach, then you have what's it called, schach kosher, and you have schach up there, then the schach that is what's it called, extended on the other side of the wall, is psala yotze ben asukah. You could sit in the other side of the what's it called, even under the what's it called, the other part. But if you hold that the wall curves over, right, then that part that's the curve over is wall, not schach. You couldn't sit in that place. Okay.
Can you say that again? I don't understand how
the wall moving,
the wall moving over.
That's halacha moshmi Sinai. If there's less than four amos between the wall and the schach, and there's something there, right, then the halacha is that the wall is considered like it's right next to the schach. Not that it curves over. It's considered like it moves to next to the schach.
How can you be sitting under the solid part?
What?
How can you be sitting under the solid part?
Yeah, so the solid part is talking where there's, where it's kosher schach, like Rashi's case. 20 amos high, the other part, okay? So this schach is 20 amos high, and this wall is considered contiguous with the platform. So it's a wall now that's less than 20 amos high. But the part that extends beyond that, which is 20 amos high, is schach that's extending past the kosher sukkah. According to Rashi, you could sit under that. It's okay. Right? But if you hold that schach of 20 amos high becomes part of the wall, right, then you can't sit under that part that's higher than 20 amos. Okay? Because it's wall. It's not schach. You need that to make the wall. But if you don't need that to make the wall, so it comes out, the wall is now here. There's a piece of schach, 20 amos high, that extends beyond the wall, imaginary. So if you sit under that schach, even though it's 20 amos high, it's okay. Because the wall is here. That's a kosher sukkah, and this is something that extends beyond the wall. And that's Rashi said is okay. Even though it's 20 amos high. What?
Rashi said you said two options. One option is, if it's pasul schach, it's not okay.
It's not solid. It's regular kosher schach, just higher than 20 amos. This case, right.
You still have a third wall that's more than 20 amos.
What?
Even if you say Daif Makuma, you still have a third wall.
No, because the third wall is within four amos of the Itztava. It moves over, and now it's less than 20 amos.
But the wall is still 20 amos.
Why is the wall less than 20 amos? The wall moved. Halacha l'moshe v'sinai, your wall's not there anymore. It's 3.5 amos over next to the yitzhak. Otherwise, we don't have three walls.
Did it move from the floor or move from on an angle?
No, it didn't move on an angle. It moved over. That's the other pshat in Dofen Akuma. It doesn't go over. It moves over like this, straight. Not akum.
The part on the floor is, in other words, it's as if it was...
Right, now it's as if you had, you built the wall over there, and this is Salah Yotzim Nesukah, like that, whatever. Okay. So Mar says, my kamashmon, damrin, dofen akuma. So what is this chiddush over here that you say dofen akuma, that less than arba amas is dofen akuma? Tanina. We have a mishnah that says that. Bayish and ifchas, you have a roof, right, that had a hole in the middle of the roof, and solid all around. The sichach al gabov, and you put schach in that hole, and the hole is at least 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim, right? Im yesh min akosel sichuch dalet amos psula. If there's dalet amos or more from the walls till the opening in the roof, right, where the schach is, it's possible. Hapachas mikang shera. Less than dalet amos, we say dofen akuma. We say either that the wall curves over and the top part that's solid is part of the wall, and the walls then reach the schach. Or we say that since it's less than dalet amos, we consider it as if the wall moves over underneath the schach. One of the two. The Torah says, no, mal the same mahasim du chazi ledofen. Aval hacha de lo chazi ledofen e malo kamash malon. Over there, where the solid part could have been a, what's it called, a wall, right? So we make it part of the wall. Or we make it that it doesn't separate between the wall and the schach. But over here, the solid part couldn't be a wall because it's higher than 20 amas. So it's too high of a mechitza. So over here I might think you don't say dofen akuma because it's too high. Kamash malon, even though it's high, you still say dofen akuma and it becomes kosher since it now goes over to the platform. Rashi. Minat sad, kigon im bono ha'itztava al pnei echad mi dofni atzdadim. If you built the platform along one of the side walls, if there's more than 4 amas between the platform and the opposite wall, then it's possible. Because the itztva only makes 2 of the walls kosher. You don't have a third wall, because the third wall is higher than 20 amas. Also, shesamach lo min atzad v'emtsoi shirosh ha'itztva magia alo. But if there's less than 4 amas space between the platform and the opposite wall, then it's kosher. Because then even that opposite wall becomes kosher with the platform. The kaimalon halacha l'moshe misinai the machshiri sukkah al yedei akimas dofen ad arba amos chaser mashu. So less than arba amos, then you consider the wall as if it extends to the schach. The roin schachu elyon hamechuber ledofen harachu kilu min adofen atzmo va'akum ad keneged tzvaso itzva. Rashi learns that you curve the wall over. The wall goes up, curves over, and reaches the schach. The kan molden is govan mitzvaso itzva mal. And then you count the wall from the place where it curves over, and that's less than 20 amas because you have the platform. The alpha pisha mitacht of nimshach klapei chutz. However, Rosho ain't no kala ad kan zehu gova chalola. Even though the rest of the wall extends outward, that doesn't make a difference. You measure the wall from its end, and its end is what's curved over next to the schach, and that's over the platform. In smait chalola mitachtov, the platform makes it less than 20 amas. Bayish nifchas gago, you have a roof with had a hole in the middle of 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim at least. Okay, it's like a sukkah that you build in a house. We have a roof that opens up, put schach, and you still have what's it called roof on the sides. As long as it's less than dalet amos, the sukkah is kosher. The gagim shalem chalokim heim. Their gagim were flat, not on an incline. Klap yichutz. However, rosho eino kala. One second. Chalokim heim v'shavim v'lo meshupayim. They weren't on an incline. The nifcha sagag then so, and the hole was in the middle of the roof. So now if there's less than dalet amos from that hole till the walls are considered contiguous with the schach. The sikhe b'schach kosher al piyah pesach, and the place where the roof is open, you put schach. The nimsa schach ha-kosher muflig min adfonis l'chotzat. The schach now is separated from the walls by the part of the roof that wasn't opened. Pachos mi'arba amos k'sheira. If there's less than 4 amos between the schach and the walls, it's kosher. Shadofni Abayis Nasim Ladifanis, because then the walls of the house become the walls of the sukkah, either because the wall curves over, or because, since it's less than Daramas, we consider the wall moving over. Vatikra Psula Matsekas Ben Asayim Roin Oso Ki Iluhu Min Adofen V'Neka Madofen Akan. And the part of the roof that is solid, we consider part of the wall. The Ein Kan Shach Posel El Adofen. You don't have any Shach Posel. You have a wall that curves over, and then you have your Shach. Mechubar the Shach Kosher, and that is contiguous to the Kosher Shach. Mar says, no, I might think Hosam Hu Yamrin Adofen Akuma Mishim the Dofen Dida Chazi Ladofen. The Ein Gavoa Mikashir. The Ein Sorech La'akmo Elekadeva Karvo L'Shach. Over there, all you have to do, the wall is kosher, because it's less than 20 amas, and it's more than 10 tefachim. So all you have to do is curve it over. That's good. But over here, the wall is higher than 20 amas. So that wall itself is not kosher to be a dofen. So I might think, there you don't say dofen akuma. Right? Okay. Okay, we'll see other shilas about dofen akuma. If you say another nafkamina would be like this, right? If the walls don't go up all the way to the schach, if the pshat is you move the wall, right? So then you can move the wall, and the halacha is, as long as the wall is 10 tefachim, you consider as it extends to the schach. So what difference does it make if the wall is here extending to the schach, or the wall is here extending to the schach? Just move the wall over, and now it's kosher. But if you hold that it has to be curved over, then you need two halachas here. You need to consider the wall going up and then over. And then maybe two halachas l'moshe Sinai. You don't say good asik and what's it called? Two halachas l'moshe Sinai is to create one halacha. Right? The other way, you don't need to create one halacha. You move it over, and then the halacha is normally that it's good asik. But over here, first you have to say good asik, and then that it curves over, that may not be good. That's not going to be sheet of the Ran. You don't say two halachas l'moshe Sinai like that. But according to the other pshat, that you don't need it to curve over. But the wall moves, then that's good enough. All you need is the wall to move. Then...